welcome everyone to Power Bites. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bites is your destination podcast for power generation conversations. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. There are several ways you can get in touch with the show. You can send us an email at powerbites, that's power, B-Y-T-E-S, all one word, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Please, wherever you listen, please make sure to subscribe and follow the show. We're on over 20 platforms globally, and we're delighted to have you along with us today. You know, you really can't talk genset power without talking about paralleling or paralleling strategies. Joining me today is Amanda Wilkie-Diaz. Amanda has 15 years of experience with Caterpillar as a degreed engineer from the University of Dayton. She's a member of our power integration team, providing support for our various genset controls platform. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lou. Glad to be here today.
Amanda, can you outline CAT's paralleling strategy at a high level to kind of help us level set for our discussion today?
Absolutely. The thing to start with asking is, what are your critical site considerations? Oftentimes, the need for parallel gensets comes from those critical considerations. You may be looking to meet certain power requirements, need redundancy, be looking for reliability, have a specific set of control requirements, and or to be in parallel with utility, among others. Caterpillar offers the right systems and controls to meet your site power needs and to make optimum use of those assets. We like to talk about our paralleling strategy in three primary categories. First is our onboard or on-genset paralleling. This refers to the controller being mounted with the engine and generator. Our entry-level onboard paralleling controller is the EMCP 4.4 on-package controls. Get you such features as dead bus arbitration, synchronization, load sense, load demand, and load sharing. Secondly, our controls only paralleling solutions, which are for those customers or applications that require the paralleling controls mounted separate from the distribution switchgear and or the generator set. And third, we have paralleling switchgear. And Caterpillar has a long history in the paralleling switchgear space, where we integrate paralleling controls, typically in the form of PLC controls with distribution switchgear. In each case, you will see Caterpillar products and services designed to meet customer expectations in those general categories.
You know, Amanda, you mentioned paralleling with utility. Is that even possible with an on-package controller?
Yes, it is. We actually have a couple options to choose from in the utility paralleling space with our on-package controller. In what we refer to as complex software, we offer the ability to base load with the utility or to do power factor control. This is our most basic offering in the utility paralleling space on package. Building from there, we offer the EMCP 4.4 single generator, single utility feature, or 1G1U, as we refer to it. More specifically, we are controlling both the generator output circuit breaker as well as a utility tiebreaker, providing such features as import-export control, closed transition to and from utility, and base loading with utility. When more gensets are required to parallel with utility, we also offer our EMCP 4.4 master control panel. That solution works with up to 8 individual gensets with EMCP 4.4 paralleling controls installed to provide a lot of additional capability, including the more advanced utility paralleling features.
Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate that. But let's go a little deeper. Why would being able to parallel with utility be important?
Now, there are some key applications that make use of this function. Oftentimes, customers want to parallel generator sets with utility for an extended period of time. You will hear this as the term peak shaving, which is finding favor right now, especially with gas generator sets. You also have those applications where you either import power from or export power to utility. The application might also be a bit more simple, where the generator set is serving in standby and only momentarily parallels with utility. There's a lot of versatility to our controls platform, and we strive to keep improving and adding those features that bring more value to our customers and how they use our equipment.
Well, thanks. And so let's talk about when there's a desire to have maybe a standalone controls package.
For sure. You know, engine paralleling and integration control, or EPIC, is an offering that can be mounted away from the genset and or the paralleling gear in multi-unit islanding or single-utility paralleling applications. EPIC offers a full system view at the location you choose to install it. One of the key differentiators of EPIC is that it works independently of the on-genset controller, which allows it to work with all versions of our EMCP, as well as any engine that has a directly biasable voltage regulator, including non-CAT, making it an easy choice for a retrofit application.
Sounds like we've got lots of great options so far. But what about projects that require more than what we've discussed so far?
Going back to really understanding your critical site considerations, many times more will be required in paralleling applications. Projects may require genset controls integrated into the switchgear, interaction with multiple utilities, multiple tiebreakers. The list could really go on and on. With our offerings from CAT Switchgear, everything is provided that a customer needs for their power system. We even offer fully customized solutions. With a good site one-line drawing and clear order of operations, we can work to find the right fit for you.
That's interesting. It appears that the vast majority of applications or sites, CATs come up with a controller that can greatly reduce site installation costs while delivering reliability and capability. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes, definitely. We have entry-level paralleling options through to fully customizable solutions. We offer a lot of versatility and flexibility to seamlessly integrate our products together to meet power demand, quality, reliability, and cost. We even offer a path to upgrade as requirements in electronics change and evolve.
Well, there you have it, folks. I'd like to thank Amanda for sharing her expertise with us today, and thank you for joining us here on Power Bites. For more information on this and other topics, please contact your local CAT dealer or write us here at Power Bites, Power BYTES at CAT.com. Visit us at CAT Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Until next time, thanks for listening to Power Bites.